Thousands of AEP customers in Northeast Ohio are without power after storms in the area Tuesday. As of 5 a.m., American Electric Power says more than 1,300 are without electricity in Carroll County, more than 1,700 in Columbiana County, more than 7,200 in Tuscarawas, and more than 4,700 in Harrison. FirstEnergy customers also experienced some outages, primarily in Columbiana and Cuyahoga counties. Caitlin Weyer will not seek re-election as law director of the City of Alliance. In a letter to the Starr County Board of Elections, Weyer said she's dropping her bid for the May 6th primary. She was running as a Republican and had no opponent for the party's nomination. Andrew Selwa is running for the Democratic nomination, both candidates seeking the unexpired term ending in December 2027. Weyer says she plans to return to private practice. She was reappointed by Mayor Andy Grove last year after resigning from the job and withdrawing a primary bid for a common pleas court, a decision prompted by a name error on her nominating petition. Pay raises in the works for 23 union employees in the city of North Canton. Monday, council approved a three-year contract with the North Canton Service Employees Union. Members ratified the agreement Friday. It's effective Thursday. Under the deal, employees who work for the streets, parks, sewer and water distribution, and land and building departments will receive a 3% increase the first year, 3.5% the next 2 years. The repository reports changes will be made to longevity pay benefits. Workers will also have only 1 year after being hired to get their commercial driver's license. They previously had 2 years. Canton City Council passed legislation to advertise for bids for two new marquee signs at the Canton Memorial Civic Center and Cultural Center. They'll be installed at the respective entrances for each facility. Monday's action also allows the city to spend up to $300,000 to replace the existing digital signs. Money will come from the Comprehensive Fund, which receives a portion of the 0.5% income tax increase voters approved in 2018. Arts in Stark will reimburse the city for the cost of its sign. Current signs were installed about 20 years ago and were turned off in 2023 due to a lack of replacement parts. Former Liverpool Township Police Chief Jason Jackson scheduled to stand trial June 24th on a domestic violence charge. The date was set Monday during a hearing in Columbiana County Municipal Court. The 52-year-old Jackson accused of choking his wife and giving her a bloody nose during a December 4th incident at their Liverpool Township home. Jackson remains free after posting bond. He left law enforcement in late 2021. Boardman Township maintenance employee resigned amid allegations he misused township funds. Police asked the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office to look into suspected criminal activity involving a worker March 12th. The now former employee accused of using township money to pay for personal expenses. WKBN-TV reports the person will remain unnamed until charges are filed. The worker was placed on administrative leave March 10th. Court records state there were numerous irregularities in parts purchase that could not be used for township vehicles. The activity occurred from January 2024 to last month. Man arrested during a Youngstown traffic stop in February pleads guilty. 34-year-old David Cobb charged with crimes dating back as far as 2017. Cobb failed to appear in court in July 2019, leading to a bench warrant for his arrest. He pleaded guilty to attempted robbery and multiple weapons charges in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court and was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Lieutenant Governor Jim Tressel will take part in a groundbreaking ceremony at Mahoning County Career and Technical Center today to celebrate the beginning of construction on a 13,000-square-foot health and wellness center. The center will improve access to career technical education for in-demand fields like healthcare, skilled trades, and more. It will also expand access to mental and physical health services for students, families, and the broader community. The Hannah C. Mullen School of Practical Nursing will move from Salem to the Career and Technical Center. MCCTC was awarded over $5 million for the project through the Appalachian Community Innovation Center's grant program. Today's ceremony is scheduled for 1:30. A man is headed to prison for setting fire to a motel near Warren in December. 44-year-old Dustin Chill of Lorain was sentenced Tuesday by Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Ronald Rice to 7 to 10.5 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty April 15th to 2 counts of aggravated arson. Chill must also register as an arson offender annually for the rest of his life. He set fire to a mattress in a vacant room at a motel on State Route 5 in Braceville Township. Fire was put out by the manager before crews arrived.